Hello.
Hello, my name is Mary. Hi, sir. My name is Mary. I'm calling with Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey, and I would like to ask you some questions to get your opinion. We aren't sending anything, and your answer will remain confidential. Do you or does any member of your household work for radio or television station, newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on political campaign?
Nope.
Thank you so much. And let me ask you, in which political party are you registered?
Republican, I think.
Republican, you say?
Yeah, I think it's Republican.
Thank you so much. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in Republican primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in the United States County? Sorry?
Is that the election that's coming in August?
It's for the election coming on, yes, Tuesday, August 20th.
Yeah, okay.
Are you definitely going to vote?
Definitely voting.
Thank you so much. And let me ask you, what is your main racial background? Is it white, Hispanic, African-American, Asian, or older?
What was the first one before Hispanic?
Thank you, sir. And what is your age, just for demographical purposes?
56, sorry.
Thank you so much. And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami-Dade County focus on most to help you and your family? Could be traffic and congestion, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, taxes and county government spending, illegal immigration, housing and property insurance costs, corruption in county government, crime and public safety, overdevelopment, or other?
That's a good question. There was one that had to do with housing, but I think you said it had housing and something else.
And property insurance cost. Yes, housing and property insurance cost.
Okay, so that's talking more about the people who own a house, not the ones who are renting. Let's see. In that case, it would have to be... It was before that one. What's before the housing?
Illegal immigration, taxes and county government spending, inflation and cost of things like that.
Government spending.
Thank you so much. And you will now be giving a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, you can indicate that as well. Let's start with Francis Suarez. It is favorable or unfavorable for you?
By the way, do you also have very favorable and very unfavorable?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. So you said Francis Suarez is the first one?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so just favorable.
Somewhat favorable then. And then we have Mario Knapp. Could be favorable or unfavorable.
Mario, what's the last name?
Knapp, K-N-A-P-P.
Never heard of him.
Thank you. The next one, Ron DeSantis, is favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Okay, somewhat or very favorable?
Oh, I'm sorry, somewhat, yes, sorry.
Thank you. The next one is Kevin Marino Cabrera.
Oh my God, I must be dumb. What's the first name?
Kevin Marino Cabrera.
Marina Cabrera? No, I don't know that name.
Okay. The next one is Jose Aragu.
I am really going to have to find... I don't know that name either.
It's okay. Ernesto Rodriguez is the next one. Do you know him?
Another one I don't know.
The next one is Donald Trump.
What's the next one?
Donald Trump.
What was that first name?
Donald. Donald Trump. His favorite.
Oh, Donald Trump, like the former president.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, yes, very, very favorable.
Thank you. The next one, Rosana Cordero Stubbs.
Rosana Cordero.
Yes, sir.
Don't know her.
The next one, Joe Sanchez.
Your connection broke up when you were speaking. The next one
Oh, I'm sorry. Joe Sanchez is the next one.
Joe Sanchez, don't know him either.
Thank you, sir.
I would have to study up on these.
It's okay. As you may know, 6 years ago, a constitutional amendment was approved by Florida voters that requires all counties in the state to hold elections for local offices such as sheriff, clerk of courts, tax collector, and supervisor of elections. Previously, the people in these positions had been appointed by the Miami County mayor, but now Miami-Dade County voters will vote to elect candidates to these offices. If the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County sheriff were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? I will read the choice, the options. John Rivera, Ignacio Alvarez, Jeffrey Giordano, Alexander Fournette, Juan de la Rúa, Mario Knapp, Jaspen Bishop, Joe Sanchez, Ernesto Rodriguez, Rolando Riera, Rosana Cordero Stubbs, José Arago. Which one would be your option?
Wow, there's so many of them. But I think it would be Rosana Stubbs.
Okay. Now I'm on a smaller list of candidates. If the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, between Joe Sanchez and Rosana Cordero Stubbs, for whom would you vote?
I don't know enough about Joe Sanchez.
Okay. Would you say Rosana or...
I know he's a Florida
or trooper. Maybe another candidate.
I might vote for her.
Okay.
Let's say for her, yeah, Rosie Stubbs.
Okay. As you may know, President Donald Trump has endorsed Rosana Cordero Stubbs in the election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff.
Yep.
Considering this, for whom would you vote one more time, Joe Sanchez or Rosana Cordero Stubbs?
Well, guess what? Rosie.
And prior to taking... Let me ask you, prior to taking this survey, were you aware or unaware that President Donald Trump has endorsed Rosana Cordero Stubbs in the election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff?
I was probably unaware.
Unaware, okay. Don't worry, let me continue. You will now be given a statement about Joe Sanchez. Afterwards, please indicate how you would you vote. It says, Joe Sanchez was born in Cuba, and he and his family fled communist rule when he was just 6 years old. Sanchez has lived in Miami for over 50 years and is a proud product of the Miami-Dade County Public Schools and Miami-Dade College. Sanchez is a career law enforcement officer who served in the Army Reserves for 8 years and has worked for decades as a Florida Highway Patrol trooper. Sanchez will prioritize neighborhood safety and bring a no-nonsense approach to crime if elected sheriff. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for whom would you vote, Joe Sanchez or Rosana Cordero Stubbs?
Probably would vote for her.
Okay. Thank you so much. You will now be given statements about Joe and Rosana. Afterwards, please indicate how you will vote. One candidate is Joe Sanchez. Supporter says Joe Sanchez has lived in Miami for over 50 years, will bring a no-nonsense approach to crime if elected sheriff, and strongly supports President Trump in his law and order platform. Opponent says Joe Sanchez served as a Miami City Commissioner for over a decade. It is tied to the corrupt Miami political machine and voted to give millions in a taxpayer dollars to build Marlin Parks. The next one, Damon says...
Who was tied to the Marlin Park thing?
It doesn't say. Just say that he gave millions of taxpayer dollars to build Marlin Parks.
But who? Joe Sanchez or
somebody
else?
Joe Sanchez. Yes, I was talking about Joe Sanchez.
Oh, so all this is about Joe. Okay.
The next statement is about Rosanna, and it says, another candidate is Rosanna Cordero Stubbs. Supporter says Cordero is the only candidate endorsed by President Trump and has dedicated nearly 30 years of her life serving your community in the Miami-Dade County Police Department. Opponent says Rosanna Cordero has lived and voted in Broward County for the last 25 years and has aligned herself with the progressive Democrats like Mayor Daniela Levin Cava. And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for who would you vote, Joe Sanchez or Rosanna Cordero?
I would vote for... I would be confused. I would be... I'm also getting another call, but I was just going to say that, no, I would be confused. I wouldn't know who to vote for.
Okay, undecided then. So just a few questions for demographical options purposes. If you were labeled to yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed, sir?
16. Or bachelor's.
Thank you so much. What is your national ancestry?
Cuban and Spanish.
Thank you so much. In your home, do you always speak Spanish? Mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English? Speak Spanish and English equally? Mostly speak English, but speak some Spanish, or always speak English?
Spanish and English equally.
Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and kindness helping me with this question, sir. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Thank you.
Take care, sir. Bye.